Libby.
Coinciding with the first snows of winter here in Prague, the cross-country skiing World Cup got underway at the weekend, with the first meeting of the season at the Swedish resort of Jalevare. Last season's champion Lukasz Bauer didn't get off to the ideal start this time out, coming ninth in the 15-kilometre free on Saturday. However, Bauer did better on Sunday as part of a Czech relay team that also featured Martin Jakš, Milan Šperl and Dušan Kožišek. They came fourth with just 0.2 seconds, separating them from a place on the podium. The Czech team had to make do without an out-of-form Martin Kokal, but didn't do too badly, says their trainer Miroslav Petrasek.
It was a great race. It's a bit of a pity that Lukasz lost his position on the hill and finished eighth, so we were a bit behind. But in the final lap, Dušan Kožišek gave a great performance. He showed he'll be real competition for Martin Kolkal in terms of finishing because he put in an excellent race.
Czech Athlete of the Year and Olympic Javelin Champion Barbara Špotáková received another award at the glitzy IAAF World Athletics Gala in Monte Carlo on Saturday night. Her record-breaking throw of 72.28 metres earned Špotáková the prize for Female Performance of the Year, which she shares with the Ethiopian long-distance runner Tirunesh Didaba. The Czech figure skater Tomáš Werner came second in a Grand Prix event in Moscow at the weekend. However, speaking after the Cup of Moscow, the reigning European champion said he wasn't yet in optimal physical condition, and that was something he needed to work on. Werner is fifth overall in the Grand Prix after two events. If he can maintain that position, he'll reach the final, which features six competitors, for the first time in his career. Football and Slavia Prague are 8 points clear at the top of the table after a 3-1 home win over Teplice on Sunday evening. Former Slavia man Stjepan Vachosek put the visitors in front, but the hosts gained the upper hand in the second half with two goals from Tomáš Nedzid and one from Tijani Belaid. Nedzid, who was only 19, now has 11 goals in 15 games. That's an extremely high tally by Czech league standards. Slavia's management and Czech international manager Petr Rada would like to see the striker stay on at the club until the summer, but Nedzid himself says he will, as planned, join CSKA Moscow in January. The Russian club signed the player last summer, but have left him at Slavia on loan for the first half of the Czech season, which ends next weekend. Finally, the Czech Republic took silver and bronze medals at the World Championships in the sport of Nahebal in the central Bohemian town of Nymburk on Sunday. Nahebal is translated as football tennis and features players on each side of a tennis court trying to keep a football in play using their feet and heads. That's all the sport for today.